I think that chapter is still being written. I mean, I don't know if I want to get into particular personalities or, you know, what he may or may not do, but I think the market is acting typically on the election of a new president, and that does not necessarily mean a Democrat or Republican. I think the market would have been the same if John McCain would have been elected Tuesday night, is that when you're in a period of transition, and that is where we're at right now, it creates a lot of uncertainty into the marketplace, and you can kind of listen to the chatter on all these business channels and that. They don't necessarily know what Barack Obama's going to do. We all know what his campaign was, but campaign is one thing, and then actual implementation of policies and ideas is another story. So what we're in is a state of uncertainty, and when you're in a state of uncertainty, that has a strong tendency to create liquidation pressures, and that is what we're seeing. I mean, stock market, people don't know if their taxes are going to go up, capital gains are going to go up or down, so don't necessarily know how this $700 billion bailout is going to be implemented, so you create selling pressure in the stock markets. Over in the raw commodity area, you have people have a lot of ownership of very expensive commodities that they got long the market back last summer, whether it's steel or copper or gold or corn or soybeans. All of your end users are working through that expensive inventory, and in the meantime, they're not doing much buying. You're seeing very profitable businesses that made money the last two, three quarters, but they look down the road and they say, man, the economy looks troubled. It looks like we're going into a slowdown period, so they should shut down even a profitable commodity. So everybody is kind of in the save-your-money mode. Nobody wants to spend any money preparing for rougher economic times, and I think that alone continues to help strengthen the dollar. And of course, your European countries are in a recession also, so they're cutting interest rates. So then that has a tendency to support the U.S. dollar. U.S. government, we're going to have a lot of financing to finance. So that tells me interest rates are going higher, and as interest rates go higher, the dollar goes stronger. So we're in this period of uncertainty, and I think, you know, that is what's kind of negative this marketplace right in here.